Today, we hear the disciples say to Jesus, increase our faith. Sure, that sounds like a great thing. But why are they asking? See, the lectionary actually skips this portion that immediately precedes our lesson for today. And it's a real shame because it's important to understand the context. So here goes. Immediately before the disciples asking, Jesus says to his disciples, if a brother or sister sins, you must rebuke the offender. And if there is repentance, you must forgive. And if the same person sins against you 7 times a day and turns back to you 7 times and says, I repent, you must forgive. And to that, the disciples respond, increase our faith. I can only imagine them throwing up their hands in exasperation and saying, if that is the expectation, Jesus, we're going to need a lot more faith. Forgiveness is hard. And it's such a human response. And I think we tend to look at faith as something measurable, almost a commodity. We can gain it. We could lose it. Having very little is bad, but if you have a lot, then you're secure. The disciples wanted Jesus to help them level up a few times. But Jesus refuses to play that game. He says, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. In other words, stop worrying about quantity. Faith isn't measured in gallons or pounds. It's about trust, where you place it and how you live it. Even the smallest seed of trust can be enough because God is the one that makes it grow. And Jesus goes on, though, and gives this little parable about servants coming in from the field. Now, I have to say that our translation does not do a very good job. There are others that present the wording much better. Common English Bible, I commend you to look at that up if you'd like. But they're coming in from the field. They're doing what they're supposed to do without expecting applause. And Jesus reminds us that faith isn't a performance. It isn't about receiving credit for doing something. It's lived out quietly, consistently, as we go about our daily life in service to God. And that right there makes me think of Francis of Assisi. Francis didn't see himself as any kind of giant of the faith. He thought of himself as small, unworthy, just another brother in God's big family. But he oriented his life towards God in very simple but consistent ways. And that made all the difference. He gave up wealth and status. He served lepers whom others shunned. He preached to the birds and called the sun and moon his siblings. He made peace with a wolf that was terrifying a village because he trusted that reconciliation is always possible. Francis wasn't measuring himself against anybody else's faith. He wasn't trying to rack up any kind of spiritual points. He was living from the deep conviction that all of creation is God's, that every creature belongs, and that his part was simply to be faithful to that truth. And it changed the world. Not because Francis had more faith than anyone else, but because he lived from the seed that he had and let God do the growing. I was reminded of this in a very different context this week as I was reading the BBC. In this particular article, it was a response about the horrific fire and shootings at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Michigan. It was a scene of horror and devastation, and yet, in the days afterward, some of the survivors and family members made choices that stunned the world. They forgave the gunman. One woman who held her father as he died spoke of looking at the shooter and refusing to let hatred take root in her. Members of the LDS Church, the Mormon Church, have even raised money to help the shooter's family, recognizing that they are experiencing grief and suffering too. Now, let me be clear. No one should ever have to endure such violence. We don't glorify suffering, but what we notice is how these ordinary people responded. They didn't stop and say, "Do I have enough faith stored up for this?" They didn't compare themselves to anyone else. They simply trusted that what they already had, that God's way is compassion, that hate doesn't have the last word. And from that small seed came acts of forgiveness and mercy that speak far more powerfully than any sermon could. And isn't that exactly what Jesus is saying? Faith isn't about amount. It's about the direction. It's not about how much you can muster, but about who you trust. The disciples wanted a bigger portion, and Jesus told them, "What you already have is enough. You just put it to work." And that's good news for us. Because we live in a world where forgiveness seems impossible, where creation is groaning, where violence seems endless. And it's easy to think, my faith is too small to make a difference. But Jesus says, no, don't compare. Don't measure. Just plant the seed you've been given. Francis planted his, and the church is still blessed by it. Those survivors planted theirs, and the world took notice. And we also can plant ours through kindness, when cruelty would be easier, through forgiveness when resentment beckons, through care for creation when indifference seems normal. It may not look spectacular. It may feel really small to us. But in God's hands, even a seed can move mountains. And so today, as we bless animals and remember Francis, we also remember that faith is not something to measure or to compare. It is trust, lived humbly day by day in service to God and to one another. And that, Jesus assures us, is always enough.